Raven, tell me what you would have done in this situation, because according to our 12-year-old daughters, Danielle, my best friend, and I are the most embarrassing moms on the planet.
I would imagine that I'd be up there, too. But what happened?
Okay. So we went to this place where it's axe throwing, which is kind of a thing. It's like an outdoor axe throwing place.
Sure.
And whatever.
I've done it.
Yeah. And above it is a zip line park. So right literally above our heads is like all these platforms, and there's people just ziplining from one end to the
sure,
other.
Sure, zipping by, right.
Yeah.
Yeah, it seems, I mean, is that dangerous? I mean, I guess if the zip line fails,
no.
It doesn't matter where you land. It's going to be bad no matter what. So,
right. You know.
If you fell, people would probably stop throwing the axes.
I would think so.
At that moment.
That moment.
Okay, so it's safe enough.
Yes, so it's a very safe place. They are ziplining over our head.
Okay.
And it's a mom and a daughter up on the platform, and it's a long zipline right over us, and it, like, angles down to the ground.
Sure.
So the tween daughter goes first, and she goes, and she does a great job. Now, here comes the mom. And the mom is like us, like, probably right. In her early 40s, like, late 30s, and
sure.
She's up there. And you can tell, like, the teen daughter, much like my tween daughter, is embarrassed by everything we say and do in our life.
Sure, right.
So she plays into it, knowing that there's a crowd of us beneath her. So she gets up there, and she yells, "Cowabunga!"
Mom did.
Yeah.
"Cowabunga!"
And she goes right down the zip line, okay?
Isn't that like 1988?
Well, you know, moms are funny sometimes. You think only dads can have jokes?
Okay.
Cowabunga!
All right.
So now Danielle and I, we're like, yeah, mom!
All right, mom,
woo!
Get it!
You
get
did it!
It!
You did it! The teen is so embarrassed that she storms off, right? She goes off. Mom gets to the bottom,
yeah.
And it's like awkward on those zip lines, and she's stuck, right? Now she like comes off the ramp and she backs up. And she's no longer screaming,
"Cowabunga!"
Yeah. Now she's in distress.
Okay.
Because she's just flailing. She's about 4 feet off the air.
Off the platform.
Yeah.
Still?
Yeah. She's still she's just hanging there, dangling.
Right.
But she can't. She doesn't have the strength to pull herself in.
And she doesn't have the momentum, obviously, to make it all the way.
Right. She's just stuck.
Right.
So now Danielle and I look at each other, and we're like.
So you laugh. First you laugh. But then you assess the situation.
Right. And, like, the daughter is gone. So Danielle looks at me. She goes, "I got to go help her."
Are you going to go give her a shove or something?
So Danielle climbs the hill to where she is. And she gets her. And she's dragging her.
I mean, it should be noted that Danielle does not work at this place.
No.
Where are the individuals who work at this place?
They're nowhere to be found.
Perfect.
They're nowhere near us.
Great.
So Danielle drags her back in, right? And the woman is like not saying a word. She's not saying anything.
She's
not thankful or anything.
She's just like quiet, because it's one of those moments in your life when you're so humiliated, you know? We get back, Danielle gets back, and we're all standing there. We're discussing it. And the girls, Hayden and Stella, our daughters, look at us and they're like, "You are so embarrassing.
Oh my gosh.
Why would you possibly do that to us?"
I'm right.
Like, first of all, nobody else could see except for that poor mom. We're gonna let her hang there?
Just forever.
Forever? Just dangling there in the air?
In perpetuity. She
what
would
you
stay
do?
There forever.
What would you have done in that situation?
I mean, if I felt like the person was actually stuck and they're humiliated there, I'm going to do what I can to help them out. I mean,
see?
Drowning person overboard, I'm going to throw you a life preserver.
No.
I mean, that's the way I am.
Hayden and Stella wanted her to hang there for like 7 more hours until somebody found her in the dark.
Like you said, again, there's no witnesses to it at that point. So, I mean, just do whatever you can to get that lady up on the platform.
You know what she wasn't yelling after that? Take a guess.
Right.
Cowabunga!
And this decade is thankful for that.
Mm-hmm.